On a recent visit to Seoul, supposedly the most wired and wireless place on Earth, I couldn't help noticing the irony that my hotel room had no broadband, no Wi-Fi, not even a telephone socket within lassoing distance of the desk. In fact, no power outlets that were accessible without a commando-style foray behind the refrigerator. The default setting on the television appeared to be pornography, the walls were made of papier-mâché, and while my dinner burger, I use the term loosely, didn't come with French fries, the morning omelette did. Somehow I had landed in another dimension that just happened to be in the center of cutting-edge Korea. This got me thinking. A, why does my boss hate me so much that he puts me up in this 1960s throwback of a hotel? And B, why are hotels so patchy in their grasp of the needs of the early 21st century traveler? First, I realized that things could be a lot worse. A lot of my friends travel to offbeat places and report back that star ratings don't necessarily mean high-tech. My friend Matt, for example, reports that in most of the places he stays on some of Indonesia's most far-flung islands, he's happy if they've got electricity and no bedbugs or rats. Internet access is a dream. Most receptionists glare at him when he asks to borrow their phone to check email, with the stock response that the internet doesn't work on their phone. Jim, who intentionally goes to places other people avoid, is more specific. If the Meridian in Angola can put on free plug-and-play access in one of the most internet-challenged countries I've been to, he says, why is there no internet connection at Brussels Airport? Clearly, the world's an uneven place, and it pays to carry extra cables, plugs, and adapters. It's also worth finding out in advance what you're in for. My South Korean hotel had a business center, for example, but it was only open on weekdays 9 to 5. Look for hotels that offer a bare minimum of power and telephone sockets in places you won't injure yourself trying to reach, and if possible, in-house broadband access and a decent desk and chair. The M Hotel in Singapore, for example, has a particularly fine desk, although I got a seriously cricked neck sitting in bed watching the TV, which seemed to be positioned so that the guy in the building opposite could watch it better than I. Some hotels now offer Wi-Fi or wireless internet access in the room. Even if they don't, there are widgets that will turn a cable internet connection into a wireless one, so you can surf from the bed, the balcony, or the bathroom. Older hotels are using power sockets to bring internet to your room without having to dig up the floorboards. Aeroplanes, too, are beginning to offer in-flight internet access, although be careful using a laptop in economy class. The bozo in front of me nearly always reclines his seat without warning, just as I'm getting into my typing stride, squashing my face between keyboard and screen like a sandwich. My lesson from all this? Airlines, hotels, airports, and the travel industry may now be embracing the internet, but until they get the seats better, put the sockets in the right place, and agree on some basic standards, I'm still packing a grab bag of cables, plugs, and batteries, and my own French fries. This is Jeremy.